Good morning. Welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Thank you very much for joining me this morning. I want to thank two very special people for joining me this morning, Brittany Ferrante and Mike Wade. Mike, I want to thank you for getting up, although this is nothing for you, but I want to apologize to Brittany for getting a young student athlete up at 8 o'clock in the morning. But thank you, Brittany.
You're welcome.
Mike, you there?
I am.
Okay. Let's start with Mike, when you first started, getting involved in the first tee and everything else, is Brittany the exact sort of role model that you were kind of looking for when you're the kind of person, the kind of golfers, the kind of, more importantly, the kind of people that you were looking to work with?
When we first started first tee, it was meant to be a place where kids could feel at home and develop their own community and kind of set the standards and the core values that they would live by. It was meant to be run by them, and that's basically how we did it. And certainly Brittany and her brother Dominic, when they came in, their dad really got into the entire program the way it was intended to be. So I think that came... that really fit the whole profile of what we were trying to do.
And Brittany, what made you... Actually, let's take it one step further back. How did you get involved in golf?
Well, my brother and my dad wanted to start playing because my brother really wasn't good at any other sports. And I came home from school one day, fourth grade, and I had a cougar set of golf clubs sitting on my bed, and they forced me to go out and play with them.
And it's history ever since.
Yeah.
Was it love at first sight for you, or did you find the game a challenge, or did you, a lot of people who enjoy golf just get bit by the bug right away. Did you get bit by the bug, or did it take a little time?
It took a little time. I had fun out there because we went to the Little Dick Sills course, and then a few months later, my dad found the first tee program, and then we got started with that right away.
Sure, the Dix Hills Park course, and the I know it very well. I'm not too far from there. Mike, when you first met Brittany and her family, what struck you about them?
Well, the closeness between her and her brother, really, and the fact that they had a place where they could come and learn something and take a break from the week and what was going on in their lives, and they really wound up being a big part of the fabric. Dominic started volunteering. Brittany started I don't want to say this, really getting excited about volunteering, sort of, and. And then they both really got into it, so it was kind of nice to see the growth and how they both arrived at getting involved with the program.
Brittany, how did you find out about the first tee? I mean, you live in Whitman, which is basically middle of the island, sort of north of the LIE, and you're traveling out to Nassau County to be with Mike. And so, how did you hear about it? How did you get involved with it? And did you know right away that it was worth the trip out to Nassau to work with Mike?
Well, my dad was searching for, golf places for my brother and I to learn, and he came upon the first tee on the web on the internet one day, and I came home, and he goes, "We have to go check out this place. I already talked to the gentleman, and I'm taking you guys there." And I said, "Okay." And we went, and it wasn't that far. It's only 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was worth it because I had a lot of fun.
What did you like about it, Brittany? What struck you? What drew you in to the first tee?
Well, I had a lot of one-on-one help because there was a lot of coaches, and there were other people there my age that I could make friends, and it was a place that I can get my mind off of things.
It's really important, right? I think that's one of the things that Mike gets and his his philosophy and the ABC 1-2-3, that SAFE is really, and SAFE is a really important component to learning, don't you think?
Yes.
And it allows you to sort of, you know, relax and like you said, sort of, you know, being a teenager and being a young kid, it has its own interesting twists and turns, and so it's nice to be able to get away from something and to get to sort of lose yourself in the game of golf, and certainly golf is an easy game to get lost in.
Most definitely.
What do you love about the game particularly?
I don't know. I just love everything about it. I'm good at it, and I don't know. I don't get too frustrated like other people do. They get really frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
It just gets my mind off of things, and when I hit a bad shot, I laugh.
Right. But it's amazing, right? It's not an easy thing to do. Have you always been like that, where you've been able to sort of brush off, little things that don't go your way, or is that something that you've developed over time through first tee, or is it just part of your personality?
I think I developed it through the first tee.
Yeah, sort of the idea of reinforcing having fun and not taking yourself too seriously. It gives you quite an advantage on the golf course, doesn't it?
Yes.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the, I want people to understand, I know you work hand in hand with both, but give us a little background, ABC 1-2-3 Golf. People can go to abc123golf.net, but give us a little bit about your philosophy behind the program and how you work it into the first tee.
Well, ABC is actually a simple rubric on how to introduce folks to the game. I actually started it for a junior in particular that I was asked to look at, who later became a competitive professional, touring professional. But I didn't want to talk to the young man. I was only he was at my club in Oklahoma until I actually understood what I did in the game. So I just wrote a few things down, and that's what occurred to me that was the simplest things to kind of look at. So it stayed as a rubric, and when we came out here and started our golf schools, our e-junior golf schools, it stayed as a foundation of that. And e-juniors turned into all of the volunteers for First Tee. We actually, our kid-run program, Brittany and all of her mates at First Tee, we only have really one full-time employee. Everybody else is seasonal. I kind of split my time as well. But the kids run our place. Our juniors run the place. They have traditionally. They grow up and they mentor our other kids as they come up. We have parent volunteers. So it kind of fit in. We were looking for a community service component as our academies got bigger. And now we have a great mix of our for-profit teaching tournament juniors, as well as having kids come in and be able to earn their way through to have the same access as other players. And that was really the philosophy since the beginning. And Brittany and her friends and the young ladies have been ruling our program now for about 3 years. So the boys are going to have to step it up a little, because the girls really got really took off.
Well, you bring up an interesting point that I think that educators know about, but maybe the public doesn't know about, and that's this master apprentice sort of teaching model. Basically, you are teaching young people how to teach, in a sense, and so that's why you're able to get these kids to then take over the program, where they've become the masters, so to speak. And I think that children learn almost equally as best or better than and certainly more efficient with other children. Would you agree with that, Mike?
They certainly get a lot of the and I know Brittany was one of the people that experienced this. It certainly removes the anxiety and gives them a mentor and somebody they can hang with, that they can talk about things that they just wouldn't talk with a parent. I mean, Kara Cook now runs a program that First Tee started called Girls Golf in Four, where the girls really discuss things in their lives that are that are difficult to deal with, and that's kind of a very cool thing to see. But that, there's no guys allowed, so the girls do well with that one.
My guest is young first tee standout Brittany Ferrante. He also plays on the Whitman Boys varsity golf team and the man behind the scenes of first tee at Nassau and ABC Golf One, ABC 123 golf.net. Mike Wade, PGA. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about more with Mike and more Brittany about Pebble Beach. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Yeah.
Landscaping is an award-winning designing building landscape firm serving Long Island for over two decades. Located in Brightwaters, we are owner-operated and proud of the superb relationships we maintain with our customers. The services we provide will ensure that all phases of your project will be completed to your satisfaction. Contact us at 631-968-4882. That's 631-968-4882 to learn more about how we can transform your property into something of beauty and lasting value.
It's here at last, golf season. South Shore Golf in Oakdale presents Mega Demo Day on Monday, June 13th, 4 to 8 p.m. at the Timber Point Golf Course. You'll have the opportunity to hit new clubs for 2011. TaylorMade, Ping, Titleist, Cobra, Mizuno, Callaway, and Nike. Make sure you get down here for your chance to win a brand new TaylorMade R11 driver. Whether you play golf or you're just learning, how about getting fit for clubs by their professional and certified staff? Also, a PGA trade-in value for used clubs to be applied for new products, so bring those old clubs down. South Shore Golf also specializes in golf club repair, regripping, and PGA golf instruction. They will not be undersold. They will match all local prices. For more information, call South Shore Golf, 631-563-2025, 631-563-2025, or check them out online at southshoregolf.net. Heading out east? How about a quick and easy stop for all your golf needs? Let South Shore Golf take your game to the next level.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. My guest is first tee participant Brittany Ferrante and Mike Wade, PGA from ABC 123 Golf and first tee at Nassau. Brittany, when did you have your eyes set on the Nature's Valley first tee open, and how excited were you when you got the news that you'd be going?
You're asking like when I wanted to start.
Yes, like when did you learn about it? Was it something that you learned about and as soon as you heard about it, you're like, I want to do that? Or was it something that you thought would just maybe be cool if you got picked, or if it was something that you were really focused on?
Well, when I was in sixth grade, my brother caddied for a participant from our chapter, and I thought that was so cool and that I really wanted to do that when I got into high school as a senior. So I really, like, made goals all of my middle school and beginning of high school to make sure I was able to go. And then last spring, I really got my handicap down so I'd be able to go. And then I found out in July when I was down in a camp in Miami that I got accepted, and my dad called me crying.
Aww, that's very sweet. What's your handicap down now to?
4.3.
Oh, good for you. And what was it like when you got there, and when did you meet who you were playing with? Why don't you tell everybody who you played with, and what was it like to meet with that person?
Well, when I got down there, I was just so happy because the scenery was just absolutely beautiful. And they had a lot of events planned out for us, and on Thursday night, there was a Legends and Leaders dinner, and I got to meet Rocco Mediate, and I got paired up with him.
That must have been very exciting.
Oh, I was so excited. I screamed.
I hope you are, it sounds like you like to have fun on the golf course, but I hope you like to talk, because Rocco, I'm sure, was talking your ears off.
Oh, he was. It was perfect. It was fun.
You like to talk on the golf course?
Yes.
Oh, so you guys were like a match made in heaven.
Yeah, we don't know how we got paired up together, because I had tweeted to him, because I wrote him a letter.
Uh-huh.
And then I tweeted it to him, and then he tweeted back to me, and then the following week, when I went and introduced myself to him at the dinner, I went to give him a handshake, and he goes, "No, come here, give me a hug." And he was like, "How did we pull this off?" I said, "I don't know."
What did you guys talk about during the round that was that you think you took away from there that you think it's going to help you in your life?
Well, during the round, we were kind of focused, but his caddy and I, we were just like joking around. But on the range, he was giving me tips and helping me with my swing, which was really good, and I've been practicing it. And he just made me feel really comfortable out on the course, and I was happy that I was paired up with him because I was so nervous. But he took all the pressure off, and he was just a great guy to play with.
He really is a very down-to-earth. I don't think you could have got a better pairing for a first-time participant doing this, and he does such a good job of putting people at ease.
Yeah.
Brittany, do you think that this was all the work that you've done at the first tee, all the you talk about all the tenets of honesty and integrity and all that kind of stuff. Do you think that this was like the sort of the pinnacle for you, the culmination of all that hard work and learning all these different things about yourself and about the great game that golf is and what it expects of you as a person? And then to have this experience, is this like the sort of the top of the heap for you?
Yes, it was a dream come true.
Mike, how proud are you of Brittany? And you also went with Casey Durant as well. Casey Durant. How special is it to see them go and see this and see them at this event?
I think what's special to me is that they're both very down to earth young ladies. They have fun with the game, but they know when it's time to be responsible. They know when it's time to help out. They have a real balance in their lives, and they're both. When you meet them and when you speak to them, you just know there's more good things coming. And it's a tough thing. They're both good students. They both work hard. I think Brittany's got a little makeup work to do since she was being a little modest there. She got selected to the Life and Leadership Academy as well. Popped out to San Diego for that. Came back and found out she was accepted to Jim McLean School for a week. Bounced down to Miami for that, and as soon as she got home, she found out about Pebble Beach. It was quite a summer.
Wow.
And I think she's a little exhausted now. She's got some play come up and some more tournaments now. But now the hard work starts. She's got to dig in and get the apps out to school and do her research and stuff. So I think it's nice to see, and it's nice to see them move off into that next part of their life. Because now they've learned some of those values of hard work and what it takes. And every now and then, and I think this next week is going to be a good one, and our little tournament Monday is get a breather and then get back to work.
You're talking about the Cherry Creek event?
Yeah.
So that's at the Columbus Day Cherry Creek event you have there, and that should be a good time. Brittany, do you want to be a professional golfer? Is that something you'd like to do, or is this something that you think is a vehicle into helping you just to be whatever it is that you choose to be outside of, let's say, professional sports?
Yeah, I want to try to go pro, but I kind of just really want to work with kids and teach them golf. Mm-hmm. I want to do, like, first tee or open up something myself. And just work with kids because I love little kids.
It's fun giving back, isn't it?
Yes.
It's fun seeing that the look on their face when they get it. It's priceless, isn't it?
Yeah, you hit one shot and it doesn't even go far, but it's so far to them.
Right.
And it just makes you feel so good.
They have a funny way of doing that, don't they?
Yeah, it's so cute.
Brittany, what type of schools are you looking at to go to?
St. John's, Hofstra, Penn State,
mm-hmm.
Coastal Carolina,
Do you think you want to go away, or do you think you want to stay more local? Like, how do you feel about that?
I originally wanted to go away, mm-hmm. but I want to stay local because I want to keep my swing coach.
And who's that?
Al Consoli from Wheatley Hills.
Oh, Wheatley Hills. A good friend of mine is a member there. You, I know Mike knows him, Woody Lashin, over at Pete's Golf. He's a member there, and what a wonderful golf course that is.
Yeah.
What do you work on when you work on your game?
Getting my swing down, because I have a tendency to go over the top, and we've been working with that a lot. And then just Mike helps me with my short game and my chips.
Mike, how's your game?
It's about where it would be for working with about 2,000 kids a year. I know Brittany and I were out the other day with your dad, and looking at a course he has to play. And I have my moments, but like she said, my short game is pretty good when I don't think about it. But we don't get a chance to play as much as we used to, and so it's a little dicey.
Yeah, well, it's not easy when you're giving back as much as you do. Brittany, what is the message? What would be if you were in charge of being, you know, creating a slogan or a message for young kids who are thinking about playing golf? What do you think that would sound like? What would you say to young kids who had never played in the game of golf, and you were trying to talk to them about coming to join you at the first tee with you and Mike and Nassau at Eisenhower Park? What would you say to them?
That they have to do it because it changes your life and provides you a lot of things that other places wouldn't be able to provide you with.
How did it change your life?
It shaped me to be who I am today, and it got my mind off of family things because I had family issues when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of just made me be a stronger person.
It's a very mature way of looking at things and a way of expressing yourself. Did you get that? Did you learn that when you were at the first tee? It is a life changer. If you really, it's nice to see somebody who's fully invested into the program come out the way that you did, and so many people are proud of you. Do you think that it affects, or I should say, rub off on other people, like the guys that you play with at Whitman on the high school varsity team? Do they kind of pick up on your sort of behavior and sort of model it?
Yes and no. Mm-hmm. Well, my team does. They're all proud of me. But when I verse other teams, they don't like me beating them. And then they just stop talking to me.
Well, that's not a very... that's what we call a sore loser, isn't it?
They're high school boys.
That's true. What a remarkable young lady we're talking with, Brittany Ferrante. Mike, what is in the future for you? What do you have coming up other than the Columbus Day event at Cherry Creek and hopefully a nice little winter vacation?
Well, we actually start in the winter with our ace level kids. We'll start some training over the winter, getting their game improvement plan set up, and also helping them get ready for the process of preparing for college and the kind of things they need to do and what kind of work they, you know, looking at what kind of career. I know from speaking with Brittany, if she does choose the path, we really do have a need. Our juniors have learned that there's a need out there for PGA professional women, and the LPGA does a good job with that. I think Brittany's desire to work with young ladies through those kind of programs is really important. There's a real need for LPGA professionals who start that way in a career. And really make that their focus. We've had some of our young people in writing their things for other opportunities with First Tee who have mentioned the fact that they would really love to have a full-time LPGA professional, PGA professional lady at our facility, and I just think it's very, very important.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Mike, thank you very much for joining me this morning. And Brittany, good luck in all your future endeavors. I could say without hesitation that whatever university and then future organization that has you will be better for it, for having you. So thank you again for getting up this early in the morning for a high school student. That's I know it's not easy, but you've proven to be quite the young lady. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mike, thank you again very much.
You're very welcome, Anthony. Thank you.
And that's Mike Wade, PGA, Eisenhower Park, First Tee, Nassau, ABC 123 Golf. We're going to take a short break. We'll be wrapping things up. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Pete's Golf. Since 1979, Pete's Golf has been practicing the art of club fitting and has been selected as a top 100 club fitter by Golf Digest magazine. At Pete's Golf, we use the best technology available to create an exceptional fitting experience for every customer that walks into our store. Visit Pete'sGolf.com or call 516-248-6891. That's 516-248-6891 and get your next set of clubs fit for you.
ABC 123 Golf. ABC 123 Golf is a summer program developed by Mike Wade, PGA. ABC 123 Golf offers instruction, practice, and play activities designed to give juniors the necessary knowledge and experience to become lifelong golfers. Improving the playing ability of the junior golfer is our primary objective. In addition, ABC 123 Golf stresses the concept of total youth development throughout the program. Please visit abc123golf.net or call us at 516-385-9294. That's 516-385-9294.
Thank you very much for joining me this morning. What wonderful, two great guests, people who give back and continue to give back. Mike Wade, PGA, Nassau, First Tee of Nassau, and ABC 123 Golf. The website is thefirsttmetny.org. If you're interested in the First Tee. Thanks again for everybody for joining me, and hopefully you'll join me again next week. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.